96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You can see the work heading into Maryland on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, or heading out of the state on 495, cranes reaching for the sky, and skeletal beams of big business taking shape at the National Harbor. There's still a lot of work to be done before the MGM Casino is completed, but that means there are jobs now and jobs later. So what are they, and how do you get in on them? And what other kinds of long-term career opportunities are available? Well, joining me to answer those questions and others is Jim Coleman. He is president and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. If you have any questions about the jobs that we're going to be talking about tonight, the career opportunities, contracting opportunities, what's going on at the National Harbor, time now to call us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Jim, welcome. Good to see you again. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming in.
Harold, thank you for having me again.
Okay, so what's going on at the National Harbor? As I said, a lot of construction, very, very busy. Things are, moving along right now. But as I said, there are some things that you don't see that really could be life-changing for some folks. Go ahead, share
that
with me.
Well, we've really made a lot of progress over this last 12 months since I was on the show. The bottom line is that they've just about finished the outside of the actual facility. They're putting the roof on right now, and what we're going to start doing is doing all of the work inside. That's everything from the flooring, the tiles, all of the drywall work, the electricity inside, the plumbing. And right now, we've got over 200 jobs. The MGM site has over 200 jobs with Whiting Turner that are available in the construction side. That's everything from specialty in carpentry, tile work, and right now, the Workforce Development Division of the Prince George's County Economic Development Division that I lead up, we're partnering with them to be able to reach out to all of our residents and all of your listeners to invite them in so that they can interview for those jobs, take advantage of those jobs. Those jobs right now are paying anywhere from $20 an hour all the way up to $26. So when you look at that, that's like a $50,000 a year job. And the great thing about this is that you'll be able to have those jobs. You'll be able to work with a lot of the subcontractors there that will also take you and have you to work on other projects after this project is completed.
Interesting. You said some 200 jobs. Why the announcement now? Did they just pop up after the new year? Is this a phased-in employment situation, or was this something that was available last year?
It is. It's a phased-in approach. We've been having about 900 construction workers down there when you've seen all of those different cranes working on the outside. Now that we're moving into the phase of finishing up on the inside, we're going to need about 200 specialty labor positions that are going to be filled. I was really happy this past Monday, the first day back for 2016, we literally had 45 candidates who came in to be screened, to practice, to get their resumes together so that we can forward their resumes and their profiles to Whiting Turner to be able to interview with all of the different subcontractors. The reason why we were able to get 45 to show up on this past Monday, literally at 7 o'clock in the morning, they were ready to rock and roll. The reason why is that I spoke at Spirit of Faith Church last Sunday, and they had three services and then also one on Saturday. And we're learning that going out to the larger churches, it helps us to reach all the people that we want to be able to participate. The bottom line is that we want maximum participation for our residents to be able to participate. We gave out about 1,500 flyers at the Spirit of Faith services. 80 of their members literally called in that Monday morning. 45 came in this past Monday to interview for these jobs. So those are the construction jobs. But the really big win is going to be when this facility is finished. And we're starting right now the process to start recruiting for 3,600 jobs that will be on the inside with the operation.
Well, before we go into that, first of all, let me say you may have answered some prayers for folks that are praying for jobs. And so certainly we hope that it's a benefit for them. But I do want to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about economic development and jobs in Prince George's County, specifically at the National Harbor with the MGM Casino now under construction. Talking to Jim Coleman, President and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Let's talk to Kenny, calling from D.C. Hey, Kenny, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold. Hey, Jim. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jim, my question to you is, I applaud what you guys are doing for the economic impact for the citizens and residents and individuals who will be, you know, partaking in those positions. But my question to you is, what are you doing in regards to the businesses? You have a lot of Prince George's County-owned businesses, resident-owned businesses. What are we doing in regards to those businesses to get an opportunity to come in there for long term, not more so of a job, but more so of a business opportunity? And I would love to actually sit down with you or someone from your office to talk about that.
Well, we're going to be doing exactly what you're talking about. We're going to be having job fairs, but we're also going to be having opportunities where we're going to bring MGM in, their executives, to talk about procurement. Once this facility is completed, they're going to be procuring over $70 million a year from everything from supply, security, IT service, and a host of other areas. And we want to make sure, again, that all of our residents who have small businesses can take advantage of those contracts. So we're going to do the matchmaking, quite frankly, at the Prince George's County Economic Development Department to being able to bring everybody in. We'll let you know through our social media, our website, biz news that we send out on a weekly basis, and you can go to our website at pgc.edc.com, and you'll find out all about these upcoming forums. We're starting off with a forum this coming January the 11th, this coming Monday, where we're going to have Redskins, former Redskins player Larry Brown is going to kick off a forum for small businesses, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking about access to capital, but we're also going to be talking about also contracts. We'll be giving updates on each of these different forums that we're going to be having each month, where we'll be talking about not just the MGM, but all of the 14 federal agencies where they have contracts, as well as contracts also with the county and the school system. So we really want to take it up to a new level. We're calling that at the EDC, Activate Prosperity this year. Mm-hmm. Activate Prosperity means making sure that we help everybody who's listening to the show tonight that doesn't have a job to get a job. If you already have a job, help you to get a better job. If you already have a better job, help you to get a career. And if you want to go from a career to starting a new business, we can help you with that as well.
Well, let's see what Latasha has to say on the line. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Latasha calling from Akakeek. Latasha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, I was calling. What is the difference this time than there was last time? Because some applicants applied for positions during the time last year. I believe it was a job fair being held at the Ramada Inn, I believe, over in Oxon Hill. So the job fair that's currently going on in January, do these applicants need to reapply for positions?
No, if you've already applied on their site, you need to make sure that you go again to skillsmart.us. You need to upload your resume and apply. Look through all of the different positions that you would like to participate in, but also make sure that you really take a good look at all of the kind of training that you would have to do for the specific job. Some of the jobs are going to call for you to go through their hospitality training program. If you're going to be a dealer, you need to know how to go through that training program. All of that information is at skillsmart.us. And so the other option that you can have is that you could literally call our office. You can call Charmin Lloyd, who is on my staff. She mm-hmm. is our direct liaison from the Workforce Development Division with MGM, and she will answer all of your questions. She can invite you in to sit down to talk about your current skills, your experience. She can help you to navigate through what job would be best for you and help you with your resume, as well as practice with you on getting ready. We want to make sure that all of our residents and all of the listeners are ready to go and that you are very competitive in competing for these jobs.
What's the phone number? Because we're about to make sure that Ms. Lloyd loses a lot of sleep in a few seconds. So.
Charmin Lloyd, her phone number is area code 301-618-8400.
Say that one more time, please. 301-618-8400. Okay, and it's Charmin, and it's Charmin or Charmaine?
Charmin, C-H-A-R-M-I-N, Lloyd. That's L-L-O-Y-D. If you would like to send your resume or to communicate to her via an email, you can send it to C-D-L-L-O-Y-D at P-G-C-E-D-C. That's Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation.com.
Okay, Latasha, thank you so much for your phone call. All of this information, the phone numbers, the websites, and the like, will be posted on WHUR.com after 8 o'clock. So I wanted to let all of our listeners know, as always, we make sure that we have that information there. So I'll make sure that we have Ms. Lloyd's phone number. I'm sure she will be calling me about doing that, as well as the other online information. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to remind our listeners, don't hang up. And even after 7:30 when we drop off WHUR and continue on Sirius XM, you still will be able to hear the program if you're on the phone. And we want to make sure that when it comes to jobs and careers and the like, that everyone gets their questions answered. Before I go back to the phone lines, however, I want to ask you quickly, what was the last job fair focusing on that Latasha was just talking about? Because as she said, and we know the situation with job fairs, everything is electronic, but a lot of people want some face-to-face time, and you know, they want to kind of ramp up their ability to connect with the employers.
Many of the job fairs that we've had in the past, most of them have been for the construction, especially the construction on the outside of the actual facility. There have also been some info sessions about some of the upcoming jobs, so those 3,600 jobs that we will have. But you will be able to get, we'll send you over a full schedule, because we're going to have job fairs and roundtables and info sessions, certainly at many of the different churches in Prince George's County, but also at our headquarters, which is over in Largo, Maryland, where we will talk in specific about the different jobs that you can get and how you can best qualify for those jobs, the kind of training that you'll need, as well as my workforce development team out of our one-stop center will help you to interview, practice with you on interviewing, challenge you with key questions, help to polish up your resume, help you to navigate through what is the best job for you based on your experience and talent, so that we can increase the probability of you getting that job. The stop at one stop at our workforce development division with Charmin Lloyd and the rest of our team, that is going to be very important.
One of the things that you talk about, construction jobs related to whether it's, you know, carpentry, painting, or any of the other specific skilled jobs, are they looking for certificates? Are they looking for certifications? Are they looking for documentation? Or are some jobs requiring certification and some not?
Some jobs, I would say the majority of the jobs, when you're looking in the operation within the casino, you're going to need to get training. If you're a dealer or someone at the crap tables, for instance, you're going to need to make sure that you go through their specific training. They have a program that they will take you through and get you trained on how to be able to take on that job. Again, that will be at SkillSmart. You can find out information about that at SkillSmart.us.
Okay.
As well as Charmin will help to answer any of those questions. Well, there are also jobs.
Hold on for a second, because I've got to take a break. But I want to let our listeners know that we are going to be taking your calls. That includes Leon from Temple Hills, Deborah from Hyattsville, Tony in D.C. Do not hang up the phone. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, talking about jobs, economic development in Prince George's County, National Harbor. Could be a career, or you just never